Welcome back to the Disciple Keys podcast. This is week 15, day 3. Who provides? Who provides food for the raven when its young cry out to God and wander about for lack of food? Job 38, verse 41. Today, take a moment to consider all the ways that God is your provider. Think about it. God literally provides for everything in your life, because apart from Him, nothing is truly secure. Who keeps you employed in that job that you work? Who provides you the air that you breathe? Who gives you the strength to wake in the morning? Who, by His very thoughts, holds you in existence? God does. He is the provider in every single sense of that word. He knows your needs before you even ask. Even if what you need does not currently exist, He can create it by speaking His word. Jesus said, "No one can have anything unless God gives it to him." Simplicity frees us to focus on God and His mission. It helps us be undistracted and be about His work in the world. As He generously provides, others see His goodness displayed and worship Him. When we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, He promises to add all that is needed. The Disciples' Prayer for today. Father, I long to understand Your heart for me. I want to know how You see me and how You daily hold me in Your hands. Show me, God, how to be thankful for everything each morning as I wake up. Teach me to have a grateful attitude in everything I do. Let me lay all my cares before Your throne and trust You to be my provision. Help me live simply and be undistracted in my devotion and service to You. In Jesus' name, amen. The prayer for the unreached of the day. Father, I lift up the Judeo-Moroccan Jews before Your throne, and I ask that You would send Your sons and daughters into their midst to share the awesome message of Your kingdom. I speak a new vision among these peoples, that You would show them signs and wonders like they've never seen before, to reveal Yourself to them. May Your laborers live simply by faith in You and keep undistracted in their work and service. Meet all their needs according to Your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. In Your name, amen. Today's 110 city focus is Marrakesh, Morocco. Let's pray for this North African crossroads to birth thousands of Christ-exalting, multiplying house churches in each of the 12 languages spoken in this city.